From Tidbits on September 6th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates by Tidbits Staff. Radio Shift 1.6. Rogue Amoeba has updated their internet radio recording tool Radio Shift to version 1.6, which provides support for playing AAC and AAC Plus streams, making hundreds more audio streams available to the software. Additionally, the new release fixes bugs affecting flash-based streams, involving audio output when you connect headphones, involving power failures breaking subscriptions, and syncing track titles and audio during MP3 stream playback. Audio Hijack Pro 2.9.7. Rogue Amoeba has updated Audio Hijack Pro, its tool to capture audio from any audio source on your Mac, to version 2.9.7. The minor update includes a slew of fixes. The Instant Hijack and Lame MP3 components, both of which provide behind-the-scenes core functionality for the software, have been updated to their latest versions, correcting several small bugs in the process. A crashing bug related to deleting a session which was recording has been corrected, and issues with the Minimize to Menu Bar Record option and hotkeys that included the A key were fixed as well. Fission 1.6.9. Rogue Amoeba has also updated its audio editing software Fission to version 1.6.9. The minor update reduces CPU usage during playback, adds proper support for 24-bit mono files, and updates the Lame MP3 engine, which is used when pasting files into an MP3 file, to version 3.98.4. Other fixes in the new version include correcting a long hang which could sometimes occur when closing large documents, a crash related to a QuickTime file extensions bug, a glitch when fading to the end of a file, and a bug with waveform appearance at certain zoom levels. Things 1.4.1. Cultured Code has upgraded its task management software Things to version 1.4.1, hot on the heels of the 1.4 release. Things 1.4 dramatically improves synchronization speed between the desktop software and the iOS apps, and also let users select different font sizes, reorder projects, and adjust more settings when creating new to-dos via the Quick Entry dialog. Issues with printing layouts and bulk removing delegates have also been addressed. The 1.4.1 release corrects an issue with the initial 10.4 update that prevented Quick Entry from working on macOS 10 10.5 Leopard. BLT 1.0.4. The link testing utility BLT has been acquired by Before Dawn Software and given a small update. The just-released BLT 1.0.4 fixes a bug dealing with sites that have too many direct redirects on a given page, implements an automatic update mechanism, sends error reports to the developer, and builds in a new licensing engine. Existing owners will have to create a new account to generate a new license. Lightroom 3.2. Adobe has updated its photo processing tool Lightroom to version 3.2. You can now publish to Facebook and SmugMug directly from Lightroom. Also included in the update are numerous bug fixes, tethered capture support for the Leica S2, support for new cameras like the Panasonic DMC-LX5, and more than 120 new lens profiles. SpamSieve 2.8.3. C Command Software's powerful Bayesian email filtering tool SpamSieve has been bumped to version 2.8.3. The update adjusts SpamSieve's tokenizer to make the spam filter even more accurate. In addition, SpamSieve now supports pre-release versions of Apple Mail, Mailforge, and the upcoming Microsoft Outlook 2011. A few issues with installing the SpamSieve Apple Mail plugin have been corrected too. Full release notes are available. Dreamweaver CS5 11.0.3. Adobe has updated its website building software Dreamweaver CS5 to version 11.0.3. According to Adobe, the update addresses issues with workflows established in the Dreamweaver CS5 HTML5 pack update, including multi-screen preview, media queries, code hinting, and live view rendering. The company recommends that you restart your Mac after installing the update. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Useful Fruit Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engston. Thanks for listening.